There are many areas of concern, to include his abuse of authority, failure to provide proper training for his staff, both office and jail personnel, conducting out-of-state transports of felons from prison to jail by untrained and unarmed staff, failure to pick up prescription medication of offenders in a timely manner, which means the medication stays at the drugstore for 2 weeks before it's picked up for the offender that is needing it. Failure to contact State Health Department Jail Division for the first working day after a critical incident occurred. Failure to check and make sure cameras and recording equipment is in working order and offenders not taken to court in a timely manner.